This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Health officials overseas are welcoming the news that the U.S. will share 500 million more doses of the Pfizer COVID vaccine with the developing world. But there are concerns. Our Karen Shamas is in Britain, where President Biden is announcing the COVID giveaway today ahead of the G7 summit tomorrow.
A South Korean professor in preventative medicine, Jihan Young, said the new doses could prove to be a turning point in the global fight against COVID-19. But he was concerned about the storage issues for the vaccine. The professor said the extremely cold storage temperatures required for Pfizer shots would prevent challenges for countries with poor health systems. He called for US officials and the New York-based drug maker to explore the possibility of easing the requirements. I'm Karen Chemas.
The World Health Organization's warning that a highly transmissible COVID-19 variant first identified in India, is ready to take hold in Europe, just as many countries are easing restrictions and allowing more travel across borders. President Biden meets with the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today in England. The president's previously called Boris Johnson a clone of former President Trump. Pope Francis is refusing to accept the resignation of German Cardinal Reinhard Marx over the mishandling of sex abuse cases. But Francis says there has to be reform in the church. Every bishop must take responsibility, he says. Turns out the world's largest meat processing company paid hackers millions, $11 million, they say. Here's our Mike Gracia with the latest.
On May 31st, JBS said it was the victim of a ransomware attack. JBS said it made the payment, even though the vast majority of its facilities were operational at the time. The FBI attributed the attack to Reval, a Russian-speaking gang that has made some of the largest ransomware demands on record in recent months.
This is AP News. Protesters in a park near the White House weren't chased away so then President Trump could hold a photo op, says a federal watchdog. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Demonstrators protesting George Floyd's death were forced out of Lafayette Park with pepper pellets and flashbangs a half hour before then President Trump walked across the park for a photo op. The Interior Department's Inspector General says park police did not break up the protest because of Trump, but rather so a contractor could start installing new fencing. The report says while the move was justified, law enforcement agencies did not communicate well enough with each other or with protesters about the crackdown, which critics say was politically motivated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota will be the home of the next-gen nuclear bomber, the B-21 Raider, says the Air Force. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.